Nolte, Media to Americans, The Economy is Awesome, You Dolts. By John Nolte on April 27, 2022. When things go bad for Democrat presidents, the corporate media generally circle the wagons in two ways. We are either told no president could solve these problems, so don't blame the Democrat, or we're told things are double plus good, and we're just too stupid to see it. Well, the truth, and we all know it, is that things are strikingly awful with this fraudulent see Joe Biden at the helm. So the media's gaslighting campaigns are in full bloom. Over at CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, a recent piece of analysis headlined, "Biden confronts a host of problems he can't do much to solve," floated this nonsense. There's not much Biden can do to curb inflation. There's not much he can do to stop migrants from reaching America's southern border, or to reduce crime, or to make vaccine resistors get shots that would hasten the end of the coronavirus pandemic. Except that's a lie. Biden's predecessor had the southern border problem pretty close to solved. Instead, Biden chose to reverse policies such as Remain in Mexico. Biden could fight inflation by opening up America's energy reserves. He refuses. Biden could reduce crime by pressuring blue city Democrats, where almost all of this crime occurs, to clamp down on criminals instead of releasing them. He could do what Bill Clinton did in the 90s to reduce crime, put 100,000 more police on the street and back federal sentencing guidelines. The far-left New York Times. So for those blaming Biden for rising prices here, I regret to inform you that he is not the Prime Minister of Britain, or the German Chancellor, or so rising gas prices in America, then, are part of a global story that has nothing to do with the policies of the current administration. Far left slate. President Joe Biden did not cause this. In fact, other than sanctions against Russia, which the GOP broadly supported, the primary reasons why filling up your tank has gotten more expensive over the past year have almost nothing to do with America's chief executive. This shouldn't be a surprise, since presidents almost never had much direct control over gas prices. But unfortunately, voters act like they do, which is sort of the sad cosmic joke of American politics. Well, after that stupid and dishonest narrative failed to lift Biden's poll numbers, the new one is this: "The economy is awesome, you idiots. You just can't see it because Q and Fox News or something." You can take a gander at a comprehensive rundown of those headlines here. Let me tell you something about this. Less than a week ago, I paid almost $4 for a gallon of gas that cost about half that amount under President Trump. Last week, I also paid nearly $14 for a carton of 5 dozen eggs that cost $5 under President Trump. The weekend before last, I paid $65 for a sheet of plywood that cost less than half under President Trump. What's more, day after day after day, I watch my IRA sink lower and lower and lower under Joe Biden. Everyone reading this knows of what I speak. We are all going through this. We're all experiencing mind-stopping price spikes no one under the age of 55 has ever experienced. We're all watching our modest stock portfolios become even more modest. We're all seeing empty shelves and an enfeebled president who refuses to do anything about it, who tells us to buy $60,000 electric cars, who puts trees and grass and foreigners and criminals above law-abiding Americans, who opens the border to millions of illegals who depress wages, steal jobs and increase housing costs. The media can try to gaslight us into believing, pish-paw, what's a little inflation with the unemployment rate and the GDP and. But out here in the real world, we can all feel ourselves slipping further and further behind in a country run by an extremist president who shakes hands with the air and is incapable of empathy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.